Tracy Willard is with us from the Hunter Hospitality House. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you very much.
This is especially, we've talked on this anniversary date a number of times. 6 years ago today, what happened?
The very first Hunter Hospitality House opened on Lincoln Avenue.
That's really cool. 6 years ago, and then you have a second one as well?
Yep, that one opened 4 years ago today on 10th Street.
December 7th is a bittersweet day. Obviously, it has become a day of celebration for the opening of the Hunter Hospitality House, but it also wasn't always such a joyous occasion.
Yes, it's the anniversary of our late son, Hunter Alden's birthday. And he was born 2 months early in 1991 and lived just 16 days. So Hunter Hospitality House is a memorial to him.
And you knew for years that this is what you wanted to do, and you just had to wait for the right place, the right time, and it all came together 6 years ago.
Absolutely. Once it was meant to be, it happened.
And it has been going strong and getting lots of support from the community, isn't it?
We are so blessed. Each year we have more monthly donors, we have more annual donors, and we have more people who want to get involved with each and every aspect of the house.
How can people get involved? What can they do?
They can help by volunteering in the house, with cleaning, outside the house, with yard work, and there's just numerous ways. Anything that has to be done for a nonprofit or an office has to be done for us. Anything that has to be done for a house has to be done two times for us.
And you keep things stocked. You've got toiletries, you've got food, you've got really anything that people could possibly need is there.
Our goal is that if you came to Port Huron for a hospital situation and didn't expect that you were going to need a place to stay, that we'll have everything that you need, from food, clothes, tweezers, anything you can imagine, we'll have it.
That's awesome. This is such a special place that it was the focus of a documentary that was made, and I think we talked about a year and a half ago when Travis Boone's documentary had its initial screening, and that has taken on a life of its own too, hasn't it?
Yes. Travis Boone was raised here in Port Huron and now lives in Chicago. He concentrates on filmmaking, and we were blessed to have a documentary made by him about Hunter House. And since he released that, it has been featured in the Royal Star Film Festival, Chicago Amacord Art House Television and Video Fest Awards, Yes, Let's Make a Movie Film Festival, and it was a semi-finalist in the Los Angeles Cinefest.
Wow.
Amazing. It's really a great piece of art.
It is. I'm glad that you call it a piece of art, because people hear documentaries sometimes, they go, it's the news. It's something that's just, people have different feelings about documentaries, but this is really an artistic piece, a really contemplative piece on what goes on at Hunter House.
It really is. It's a study in grief and survival and hope.
He's a gifted filmmaker, isn't
he? He really is.
And for people that didn't see the screening or haven't been to one of those film festivals, they now have a chance to see it in the comfort of their own home, right?
It's great. Travis has put this on YouTube for us, for him, for the exposure. It's great. So if you go to YouTube and Google Hunter Hospitality House, make sure you put in the name Travis Boone as well, and you will find that documentary. It's a little less than an hour long and well worth the time.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And this would be a great day to watch it on the anniversary date
opening
of the first Hunter Hospitality House.
It would be great.
What are your needs right now? You mentioned some of the volunteer opportunities. I mean, if somebody, this is a giving time of year. People tend to be more generous at Christmas time. What do you need right now?
Well, it's always a great time for an annual gift. It's a wonderful time to look at your schedule for next year, too, and think, is this the year that I want to start volunteering? Would I like to donate 2 hours out of the week for Hunter Hospitality House? Because house cleaning volunteers, they're at a premium. And we can work around your schedule, your best day, and you're really playing a crucial part of the service that we're offering the community at Hunter Hospitality House by being a house cleaning volunteer.
Great opportunity maybe for somebody who's thinking of retiring in the coming year. It's like, what am I going to do with all that time if I'm not working? There's a perfect opportunity.
And you will have interactions with the guests in that role, and you'll see the impact that you're making on their lives.
Yeah, that's really cool. Tracy, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tracy Willard with us on WPHM from Hunter Hospitality House. Make sure that you check out the video on YouTube, the documentary. It's 9:45. We're going to wrap things up for McDonald's and Wadhams in just a moment here on WPHM.